Welcome to Sidetracks. I'm Mark Greenberg. Today, a visit with composer Bruce Chalmers. Bruce Chalmers moved to Vermont in 1972 from Buffalo. As a child, he'd sung in his synagogue choir and learned to lead services. Chalmers soon became involved in Montpelier's Beth Jacob Synagogue as a lay service leader and music director. In 2000, he was preparing vocal music for the choir he now directed at Beth Jacob when he had a revelation about Ahavat Olam, a blessing about God's love.
Ahavat Olam, Beit Israel, Am Ha'avta.
Ahavat Olam literally means eternal love or infinite love. And so what you're saying in Ahavat Olam is that God has loved us, you know, eternally. And then you do Shema, which is talking about unity. And then right after that, you recite a passage that occurs in the Bible right after the Shema, V'ahavta, which is talking about our love for God. So the Shema itself, the image there is one of sexual union, actually. That's the moment of unity is when you say Shema. So here's this text saying, you've loved us eternally, but please don't take your love away from us. And I figured, well, you can set this as a torch song, because it's basically a lover saying, you've loved me, please don't stop loving me. And so I figured, well, I'll set it as kind of a bluesy number.
Chalmers' discovery led him to arrange a few more blessings, brachot in Hebrew, in unconventional ways, and to realize that this combination of traditional texts and modern music is central to who he is as a Jew and as a musician, and to the Hebrew concept of midrash.
Midrash is central to how you interact with texts in Judaism. You take the text and then you go from there, and you can go in many different directions, often mutually contradictory to each other, and they're all considered part of the interaction with the sacred. And so to interact with sacred text in a way that is enlivening means to make the story broader rather than to narrow it down. It's interacting with sacred text as poetry. And so for me to interact with text in that way that feels alive, it's essential. It's essential to who I am as a Jew. It's essential to who I am as a person. I think it's essential to living spirituality.
Chalmers then began composing settings for more brachot, 26 in all. Some from Hebrew texts and some from his own poems in English. The result was Brachot, the Midrash Cantata, which has just been released on CD on Multicultural Media's Rootstock label. Chalmers organized the cantata as a series of cycles.
The liturgical pieces, they're organized more or less in the order of the daily service from morning to evening. You'll also find in terms of musical style, there is a tendency for the earlier ones to sound earlier. However, it's not totally consistent. The topics flow rather the way topics in the Talmud flow from one to another. Oh, while we're on the subject of that rabbi, here's what he also said. Well, in this cantata, while we're on the subject of one kind of musical style, something else will come up that might have some pretty oblique relationship, but it gets connected that way. The themes also progress through the stages of life. There are references early on to courtship, followed by a reference to sexuality, followed by a reference to the wedding, followed by a reference to something that would be said by a bar bat mitzvah at the age of 12 or 13, followed by references to death. It sort of takes you through the life cycle as well. So there's interlocking cycles going on.
Sameach tisamach reim ha'ahuvim, kisamechach ha'yitzircha kegan eden mikedem.
One of the major influences on Chalmers in writing the cantata was J.S. Bach, although, as Chalmers points out, there is no Bach in the final composition.
The spirituality in the order of Bach, that's been a profound influence on me. The different ways one can express very serious thought, even if you're expressing it whimsically, through a variety of different styles, that's always been part of my development. Just the sheer multiplicity of composers, multiplicity of styles, and how Judaism interacts with that, especially in an American context. That's been very important to me. You know, you hear in the cantata, I've got a barbershop quartet in there. I mean, some of that is clearly whimsical and it's facetious a bit. But also there's a serious element to it. It's that, no, you can express some of these things even through something as wacky as barbershop quartet.
Amate, hallelujah, hallelujah.
To be a Jew is to be living in many cultures and yet having your own as well. I think that's become very much central to Jewish identity. As an American Jew, we so partake in our surroundings, and it's quite traditional to do that. We don't claim that being Jewish is the way to be for everybody. I remember as a kid being told Judaism is the best religion for Jews. So as an American Jew, we've taken on so much in terms of musical styles, and we've contributed to American musical styles to such an extent in so many different ways. There's so many Jewish classical musicians. There's, you know, Gershwin and many Jewish blues and jazz musicians, that it's sort of integral to the experience of an American Jew to embrace variety. And it's vital to being a Jew. You know, you can't be a Jew and not know how to live in a variety of different cultures. It's also brought forth in Jewish culture a richness of ideas that I don't think we would have had we not been willing to accept from other cultures ideas worth accepting. The last of the Sheva Brachot, the last of the seven blessings, is a joyous recitation of all the reasons to be happy. Kol Sason v'Kol Simcha, the voice of gladness and the voice of joy. And what better setting than klezmer? What happens in a wedding ceremony, as soon as that blessing has been done, right at the end of it, that's when the groom stomps on the glass and everybody yells Mazel Tov. So what I put in the piece is a chord which I refer to as the Mazel Tov chord. And at that moment, you can hear it happening. Everybody goes boink, and that's when the groom is stepping on the glass. And then it breaks into this joyous klezmery kind of tune. And the image you can have there is of the bride and groom going out and, you know, everybody starting to dance.
She's gonna call.
She's gonna call her children home.
She's gonna call.
She's gonna call her
children
home.
She's gonna call her children
home. Gonna gather her children.
Kibbutz Baneha is a setting related to one of the seven blessings, the Sheva Brachot, in the wedding ceremony. In the wedding ceremony, you refer to not merely the couple themselves, but it's the entire community and really the entire universe kind of gets included in the among the seven blessings. This one is very specifically about the Jewish people being gathered together. And so in thinking of how to set a midrashic interpretation of that, somehow the idea of gospel came to me as a very appropriate setting for this. Of course, gospel music, if it's set in what they refer to as the Old Testament as opposed to the New Testament, is setting Jewish texts. So again, there's that tradition. And it just seemed to be a very appropriate setting, and it was a lot of fun.
That's Kibbutz Baneha from Bruce Chalmers' Midrash Cantata. Chalmers sees the section titled Lech Lecha as summarizing the entire work.
It's a vision that Abraham might have seen when he was called by God to leave where he was. He was told, Lech Lecha. You can translate that, get going, or go to yourself. There's a lot of different ways of translating it. And it's really marks the beginning of Abraham's career. And in that sense, it's the beginning of the Jewish people. And I did a sort of associative poem. It covers the entire range of Jewish history. There are little references here and there, which again, I don't want to be too explicit about because you don't have to hear it that way, and that's just fine. But there are references in there to various points of Jewish experience from the very beginning through the slavery in Egypt, through the liberation, all the way up to the present time. So in a sense, that particular piece encapsulates a lot of the work.
I left my father's lamplight, crossed the moon, splashed Lord, fireflies and dawn-lit eagles.
Bruce Chalmer, his Brachot, a Midrash Cantata, has just been released on CD on Multicultural Media's Rootstock label. For Sidetracks, I'm Mark Greenberg.